proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we thank God for you tuning in, because we have a precious program for you today. We have a revelation that God has given me concerning manifesting our abundance. You see, there is a rest that God has called us to. Remember, 6 days God created the heavens and the earth, and then on the seventh day God rested. Well, remember when they were released from Egypt and went into the wilderness? It says then that God gave them a day called the Sabbath. Well, what is a Sabbath? The Sabbath is a rest. Well, it's more than that. If you go in the New Testament, it tells you in Colossians that it's God's reminder that he's going to take them back to that place where no longer they had to labor for their own provisions, but he got their provisions for them. You see, once Adam sinned in the garden, he lost three things: his fellowship with God, he lost his provision that God has provided for him, and he lost his assignment, the job that God gave him. Well, now Jesus came to restore us, to restore fellowship where we can walk and talk with God again, and also to restore provision where God will provide everything we need. Why? So that we can take care of our assignment. A lot of people are not in the right jobs. Why? Because they're looking at how much it pays. You see, if it doesn't pay quite as much as I need to meet the household needs, then, oh, no, I can't work that, can't afford it. Well, God has made it so that he separated your provision from what your job pays. You see? So your job really is separated from your prosperity. In other words, God will provide everything you need independent of what kind of job you have. Glory to God. Now, that is something that you need to learn more about. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. Let's take some good notes now. It's called Manifesting Abundance.
All right. Now, let's go on down here, and let's read at verse 17, because this is what happened as a result of the curse. Now, this is what I want to lead you into. Verse 17. And Adam said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and as eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Now, look what it says, in sorrow. Now, I looked that up in Amplified. It said, in sorrow and toil shall you eat of the fruit of it all the days of your life. Now, I've gone over this before, but I'm going over it again, because the Holy Spirit's leading me back to go dig through it. So, in sorrow and toil. Now, what does he get? Where things were easy and God had provided, now the burden of his provision are going to be on his shoulder. No longer is God going to supply. You got a 2-year-old child? Do you expect that 2-year-old child to go out and supply for themselves? No. You know you got to supply everything. Everything. That's where God was with his child. Supply everything. But now here's Adam, and he don't know God anymore. Not only that, he's put out of the garden. And look what's out there. Verse 18. And thorns and thistles shall it bring forth of thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shall you eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it will you take it, and dust thou art, and now you shall return. Thus you shall return. Got it? So now here's Adam. And Adam's kicked out of the garden. Now he's going to have to sweat for everything he's getting. And now he's going to have to toil, and he's going to have to become what we call a survivor. Say survivor.
Survivor.
All right. Now, I went and did some research on this word surviving. Survivor comes from Webster's Dictionary. He says it's this: a person or thing that survives means to remain alive after the death of another person. For example, The deceased is survived by his wife and three children. Y'all follow that? Okay. So one who lives on past another's death, a survivor. It also means to continue to in existence. It means to continue to live or exist after death. Survive usually means to succeed in keeping alive against odds. Now, this is kind of interesting because today we have some reality shows on TV that people are surviving. And I remember when I was in the military and I had gone through pilot training and now I qualified for fighters and I went to the first fighter base and trained and so forth. And pretty soon I got some orders saying you're going to Southeast Asia, you're going to Vietnam. And they said, get ready, and to get you prepared, we're going to send you to Jungle Survival School, and which was in Spokane, Washington. And I said, oh, well, Jungle Survival School. Man, that should be exciting. Yeah, it really was. I got there, and the guy said, now listen up, because what we're going to do is we're going to teach you for several days, then we're going to put you out in the jungle, and you're going to have to make it on your own. I said, wait a minute, this ain't that exciting anymore. And what we're going to do is going to teach you what to eat and what not to eat. Now, see these berries here? You can eat these are red, but they got a little thing on them, and that means you can eat them. Now, these are those that look just like them, except they don't have that little piece. Now, if you eat these, you'll be dead in 24 hours. I said, man, now where am I going here, up here and here now? I'm saying they were teaching us that if I'm a pilot and I have to bail out and I have to bail out in enemy territory, how I can survive. You got it? And more, I'm telling you, they put us out there when we got out there in that survival training. I'm telling you, what they had is the guys who were supposed to be the bad guys had on all black and they had guns which fired blanks. But when you got caught up in it after about a day and a half of running, because it was miles of woods. And after a day and a half of running, you thought it was real. And they're shooting, you ducking. I mean, it's blanks now, you ducking. And I'm just saying, now you're trying not to let them catch you, because they're going to catch you, and they're going to put you in a compound with barbed wire fence as if you were a POW, and put you in there and show you how you're treated as a POW. They put you in that thing and they don't feed you for a while and you're hungry. And then they tell you it's they're gonna feed you and they give you a piece of cardboard to get your food on and they feed you fish heads and rice. Man, I thought that was filet mignon. I said, man, give me that. You want yours? I sucked the eyes off of that fish or something. Man, I got to eat. Now, I know that sounds bad, but compared with where you supposed to be, I guarantee you are surviving. And you ain't got no business surviving. You supposed to be thriving. No business. But somehow you haven't seen where you are. All you know is you waiting on payday. All you know is gas going up and you can't do nothing but complain about it. All you know is seems like she always getting sick. I gotta take her to the hospital. You're surviving. Folks, I'm telling you, I gotta first locate you, let you know where you are. Because some of y'all think you pretty well off just because you ain't sick as the lady down the street. Now, let me tell you, just because you ain't broke as Joe. But listen, if you broke any kind of broke, you still surviving. You got mortgage you can't play, you surviving. Come on, you got tuition you can't meet, you're surviving. Come on, I'm going to get mad at me if you want to. You need to know where you're located. And don't be putting it on the man. It ain't the man, because he's surviving. A survival mentality mentality is a hoarding mentality. It's, let me see how much I can get, because I ain't going to get no more. No more may not come in, so I can't give her none, and I can't give her none. That's survival. Now, what I want to do is get you out of that. I want to get you to manifest abundance. I want you to get you to manifest so much until if somebody down the street needs some extra help, or somebody over here needs tuition paid, or somebody over here even needs a car, if somebody over here needs hospitalization, if somebody over here, come on now, all you got to do is call on Jesus, and he'll work through you and minister to them. First, I got to show you where you are. Pretty good shape, because you got $5,000 in the bank. Are you kidding me? Man, a pedicure today cost you $5,000 almost. No, it won't cost that much. But all right, let's just go to this right here. Now, well, that's some kind of pedicure, ain't it? Praise Lord. Okay, y'all with me? Because of lack of provision, then just about every decision people make in the world is based on finances, not based on the will of God. Because God has a purpose for your life. It's called your assignment. And he wants you to fulfill that so that you can not only get the fulfillment of life itself, but that you can be a blessing to other people. And what we've done is because of we've come from this cursed system out here, then what we know is that kind of thinking. Now, once we come into the kingdom, God has to renew our what? Our minds. He has to teach us a whole nother way of thinking. Because what happens is we think we're going to run out. All right, let's go to what next place. Let's go to Exodus chapter 16, please. Now, y'all not mad at me, are you? See, let me tell you something. Can I fast forward for just a minute? Somebody say flow. I'm going to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it right here because I got to move on because I want to cover something. God moved them out of slavery into the wilderness. And he said to Moses, said, you know, the people are crying out. They want some food. They want some meat. He said, okay, tell them I'm going to feed them. And I'm going to feed them meat for not one day, 2 days, a week, but a whole month until they come out of their nostrils. Moses said, wait a minute. Said, whoa, whoa. How are you going to do that? I mean, if you gathered up all the fish in the sea, now this, he's talking to God. If you gather up all the fish in the sea and try to feed these people, you couldn't feed them for a whole month. Not these 3 million you couldn't. Or if you gathered up all so forth and so on. Moses went through 2 or 3 scenarios. What is he trying to do? He's trying to figure out how God is going to provide. And do you know when you do that, you introduce doubt and unbelief. Because it's not your business. That's not your business. That's his business, how he's going to provide. Now, are y'all with me? So what am I saying to you? I'm saying that now Moses was saying, how is that going to happen? I don't see how that's going to happen. And then God had done that. Then what happened is he said, I'm going to feed them manna. Now, I'm going to feed them manna every day. Now, understand, it's coming every day except the 6th day. I'm going to give them twice as much. And on that 6th day, twice as much, they're not going to have to go out on the Sabbath to get any. I'm going to give it to them on the 6th day, and I'll preserve it through the Sabbath day so that they won't have to go back out until that next day. What do you think they did? He told Moses, tell them, don't gather up too much now, because on the weekday, if they gather up too much now, it's going to stink if they try to keep it open. What do you think they tried to do? Tried to hope, huh? Didn't trust God. Now, then, on the Sabbath day, here's God, he's saying, okay, no work. See? He said, I'm going to provide for you. Now, that means that I'm going to take care of you on the sixth day, so in the Sabbath day, you can just rest. Now, what do you think they did on the Sabbath day? They went out there and tried to find something. They didn't trust God any kind of way. All right, now let's just look at this, because this is very important. Now, this is a revelation to you. So now, in Genesis, 6 days God created the earth, the heavens and earth. 6 days. He created man at the end of the sixth day. And over in Mark chapter 2, verse 27, Jesus teaches us man was not meant for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man. What does the Sabbath mean in Hebrew? It means rest. There was no such thing as Sunday. Sunday is a heathen word that came from them worshiping the sun on that day. They call it Sunday. Now we call it that. But my point is that the enemy tried to use that to cover up the revelation of the Sabbath. The Sabbath means rest. It means God is going to bring you into his rest. So you won't have to go out and work and toil and sweat trying to get provision. He is saying, I'm going to give it to you. Now somebody say flow. The real you is not this body. The real you is a spirit. And God has to work through you. For him to do things for you, he has to work through you. Now, somebody else can pray for you. I know that, but I'm talking about you now. So he flows through you. And he flows the provision through you. And you gather it with your body.
Yes, sir. Come on, Pastor.
Oh, boy. Did y'all get that? Help me now. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me get this over. You got Exodus 16, right? Have you got Exodus 16? Exodus chapter 16 and verse 16. This is the thing which thou, the Lord, hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating. Say, gather.
Gather.
Verse 22. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they what? Gathered. Keep going. Twice as much bread. They what? Gathered. Turn to Proverbs chapter 10, please. Look at chapter 10 and verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh what?
Rich.
It maketh what?
Rich.
And he addeth what? No sorrow. Sorrow is painful toil. Put it in your Bible. Rich means well supplied. So the blessing maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Your job, stay with me, okay? Has nothing to do with your prosperity. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Now, when I say that, listen to me and let me show you what I'm talking about. Galatians 1, coming over there. Verse 1 of chapter 4 of Galatians. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be what? Lord of all. the heir. What is an heir, somebody? Somebody who what? Inherits something. Verse 29 of Galatians chapter 3, the last verse before that verse. And if you be who? Christ. Are you belong to Christ? Then are you whose seed? Abraham's seed. Keep going. And what? Heirs according to the promise. But an heir, as long as he's a child, doesn't differ anything from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Heir to what? What are you heir to? Turn to Romans 4 and I'll show you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to wrap it up. Romans 4. What are you heir to? Because if you don't know you got an inheritance, how are you going to get it? You might have an inheritance of $1 million in a bank of San Francisco, and as long as you don't know it, you could die without it. Let me show you what you've been heir to. Look what it says in Romans chapter 4 and verse 13. If you have it, say praise the Lord, somebody. Verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world, 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 was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Abraham was the heir of the what? World. What does heir mean? Inherit something. What did Abraham inherit? The world. But it's not only for Abraham, it's for Abraham and who? His seed. Who are Abraham's seed? We are. Why would you have to go to a job to get money to buy something that you already own? That don't make no sense, folks. Your healing has been paid for. Come on, your salvation has been paid for. Come on now, your peace and joy have been paid for. Well, if that's been paid for, your house's been paid for, your car. See, if the devil's trick is to get you to work for something that's already yours, it don't belong to him or his kids. They may have it, but it don't belong to them. And if you get in the plan of the kingdom and sow a seed, God will measure that harvest back into your hands. I'm telling you, all you'll have to do is gather it up.
Oh, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Again, that's called manifesting abundance. It's where God has already provided for us. And no longer are we to bear the burden of our own provision. You see, that's kept us with two jobs and working overtimes. Christmas is coming. I got to get double overtime so I can get some money, so I can afford some gifts and so forth like that. All that's linked to works. Well, we're in a rest now. You see, he said man was not made for the Sabbath. But the Sabbath, which means rest, is made for man, that we're to come into the rest of God, where he provides for us, so that we could go out to a proper assignment, to the proper purpose for our lives, and do a good job at it, knowing that whatever job we work at, there's going to be enough provision to afford whatever God wants us to have. This is a powerful teaching. You need to get it. The address and phone number on your screen. Now, I'm saying that for you who are struggling with provision. In other words, money is one of the biggest causes of divorce. Money is one of the biggest causes of people, I think, and having health problems. Money is one, because people can't afford things. They're working overtime. It's tension. It's worry. All that kind of thing. So God has made it so now that you no longer have to bear the burden of your own provision, and he's going to provide it for you so that you can take care of the work and assignment and raising those kids the way he wants you to do it. It's a powerful teaching. Again, the address and phone number are on your screen. Order it right away. This is a teaching that will absolutely change your life. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Working overtime? Working all the time? Will there ever be enough time to fully enjoy the fruits of your labor? Stop chasing after provisions and let the provisions come to you. God has a plan for all your needs to be met in abundance.
He got you in this earth not to think small, but he wants you to think big, because it's not you that's going to provide for it. If he came up with it, he going to provide for it.
Manifesting Abundance is the fourth installment of the Kings and Priests series by Dr. Bill Winston. In this powerful teaching, you'll discover that the provisions you need are available to you right now.
The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no painful toil. You see, your days of toiling are over, because the blessing of the Lord puts you back in the garden where you don't have to toil another day in your life.
Order Manifesting Abundance today, and Dr. Winston will explain how God's fellowship, his assignment, and provisions for you have been restored. How to properly tie your labor to the Word of God and not to your inheritance. How only God can provide the resources for you to accomplish the big plan he has for your life, and so much more.
From now on, your provision is not going to be one number one. Your assignment is going to be number one, because I don't care where you're working, you're going to get your needs met in style.
To order your copy of Manifesting Abundance, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. Before you were born, God already provided everything you would need on this earth. Learn how you can trigger the ability to manifest abundance in your life. Order your copy of Manifesting Abundance today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
And Jesus begins to teach on it. He said, don't be so anxious about what you're going to what? Eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to... Provision. He said, all these things do the Gentiles seek, but seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, watch this, and all these things are going to be added to you. You're never supposed to serve things. Things are supposed to serve you.